兄姐妹平安，让我们一同祷告。神啊，今天我们到主耶稣马槽面前，我们给你最好的礼物，我们的时间、金钱、彼此爱，我们爱你，因为你爱我们。今天我们在你面前等候你，我们说话祷告奉主耶稣名求， Amen. I don't know if too many people like to wait.
我不知道有多少人喜欢去等待。
Waiting at a doctor's office when you're sick.
在你生病时等待医生叫你的病号。
You're late for work and you're stuck in a traffic jam.
你上班迟到的时候呢，在这个堵在路上等待。
You're hungry and waiting at a restaurant that's full.
客厅满座的时候呢，饿着等待等到你的这个餐桌。
Waiting in line to pay for your grocery when the person in front of you obviously has 16 items in a 15 per item line.
在商场排队等待，然后前面的人呢，在一个最多只能结账15个物品当中呢，有16项物品。
I don't like waiting.
我不喜欢去等。
Back in 1998, I was interviewed for a job with Environment Canada.
在98年的时候呢，我去参加这个加拿大环境局的一个面试。
The interviewer told me that whether I get the job or not, she will contact me.
那面试官就说呢，就不管这个我得没得到这份工作，他都会
I've been waiting for 30 years and I still don't have a phone call yet.
过了30年之后呢，我还在等那个电话。
Perhaps the hardest form of waiting is when we are suffering.
但可能最艰难的等待是在痛苦之中。
The agony of waiting for a medical report, whether that lump is cancerous or not.
焦急地等待这个医学的报告，不知道那块肿瘤是否是癌症。
The sleepless nights wonder when and if your children will ever turn back to the Lord.
等待有各个的不眠之夜，等待你的这个家人是否会转向神。
Or maybe like 2 weeks ago, when those people who are sitting on the streets of Hong Kong waiting to see whether their family survived the fire.
或者两周前那些人在香港的街头等待，看他们的所爱之人是否在火灾当中平安。
When we are waiting, that feeling of hopelessness and pain is indescribable.
在我们在痛苦当中等待的时候，我们所感到的痛楚是无法用言辞而所描绘的。
And you know, in history, God's people also don't like to wait.
在历史当中呢，神的子民们也不喜欢等待。
Especially in times of suffering.
尤其是在苦难之时。
The prayers of God's people often comes in the form of hurry up.
神子民的祷告常常以快点的形式出现。
God, we don't want to wait any longer.
神，我们不想再等下去了。
Psalm 13, How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
诗篇第十三章说，耶和华，你忘记我，我要到何时呢？要到永远啊！你转脸不顾我要到何时呢？
Psalm 70, Make haste, O God, hurry up to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay.
诗篇第七十章，上帝啊，求你快快拯救我。耶和华，求你速速帮助我。我贫困穷苦。上帝啊，求你快来救我！你是我的帮助，是我的拯救。耶和华啊，求你不要延迟迟延。
The prophet Habakkuk was watching and waiting for God to answer him.
先知哈巴谷在观察并等待神。
And God comes to him and says, "Write this vision, make it plain on tablets, so that he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time; it hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay."
神就对他说，将我的启示记下来，清楚地刻在板上，并与人们阅读。 这启示显现的日期还没到，它是关于末后的事，没有虚假，即使缓慢也要等候，因为这事终必发生，不再延迟。
God's people don't like to wait, but God always says wait.
神的子民不喜欢等待，然后神告他们总是要等待。
In the New Testament, after Jesus was crucified and raised from the dead, ascended to the right hand of the Father, the church suffered unbearable persecution.
在新约当中，当弥赛亚已经来到，被钉在十字架，从死里复活，升到父神右边之后，早期的教会遭受了难以忍受的逼迫。
They too have to wait.
他们也必须要等待。
But they're waiting for the second coming of Jesus.
但他们在等在耶稣的第二次降临。
In the book of Revelation, when the seal was opened, it says, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the soul of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witnesses they had borne. They cry out with a loud voice, O sovereign Lord, how holy and true, how long?Before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on earth. Then they were each given a white robe and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete who were to be killed as they themselves had been.
启示录的讲到接印的时候呢，这里就说到羔羊揭开第五印的时候，我看到一个祭坛，祭坛下有许多灵魂，都是为传扬上帝的道，为他所见证而被杀的。他们大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主宰啊，还要等多久呢？为什么你还不审判地上那些屠杀我们的人，为我们伸冤呢？”这时有白袍赐给他们，有声音告诉他们要再稍后片刻，直到他们同作奴仆的弟兄被杀害的数目满了为止。
Peter explains to the church why they have to wait. He says this, The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
彼得向教会来解释为什么必须要去等待。彼得就说 主的应许还未实现， 有人为他拖延，其实他 有人以为他拖延，其实他不是拖延，而是在宽容你们。他不愿任何人灭亡，愿意人人悔改。
So while God tells us to wait, He is also waiting.
所以当神告诉我们在等待的时候，他也在等。
The last verse of the Bible it says, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus."
整个圣经的最后一节就说。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
The very last verse of the Bible is also about waiting.
圣经的最后一节也是在讲等待。
This season of Advent coming up to Christmas is the perfect description of Christian waiting.
这在圣诞节到来前的这个降临期呢，也是将基督徒的等待表现出来。
Paul in Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 he says but when the fullness of time had come God sent forth his son born of a woman born under the law to redeem those who are under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons and because you are sons God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts crying Abba Father so you are no longer a slave but a son and if a son then an heir through God
保罗在加拉太书当中说道，然而时候一到，上帝就差遣自己的儿子，借着一位女子降生，并受律法的约束，为要救赎一切受律法约束的人，使我们成为他的儿女。我们既然成为儿女，上帝就差遣他儿子的灵进入我们的心里，使我们可以称呼上帝为阿爸父亲。由此可见，你们从今以后不再是奴仆，而是儿女。既然身为儿女，就可以靠着上帝成为产业继承人。
Not many people would think of this passage as the Christmas passage, but actually it is.
没有很多人认为这一段是关于圣诞节的经文，但它的确是。
The Apostle Paul says here that Christmas, the arrival of God's Son in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, is the fullness of time.
使徒保罗在这里说的是，圣诞节 神以耶稣基督的身份在2000年前伯利恒的马槽中降临，就是时候的满足。
The word fullness that Paul uses in verse 4 describes a ship that's been loaded with everything that it can take.
保罗在第四节当中所使用的满足这一词，就用来描述一艘船已经装载到极限。 里面就包括有水手、士兵、划桨手、商品、货物以及货运。
In other words, God made his promise to Abraham long time ago that he would make Abraham into a great nation and that this nation will bless all other nations. God is fulfilling that promise right when Jesus came.
也就是说，很早以前神向亚伯拉罕 的应许，他要是亚伯拉罕成为大国，并且通过这个以色列民族使地上万族都要得福。神在这里就是为了去达成他这个应许。Notice
God did not send Jesus right away after he promised Abraham.
注意看，这个神没有说立刻让耶稣下来去成全这个亚伯拉罕的应许。So
why the first century Palestine?
所以为什么是在公元一世纪的这个巴勒斯坦呢？
What is so full about that time?
在那个时间有什么非常满足的点吗？
Some people, like some theologians, think that Jesus came at a time when the Greeks had unified the whole empire with a common language and culture.
有一些神学家就说，在那个时间段呢，是因为希腊人统一了整个罗马帝国的语言以及文化。
It's like today, if you speak English, you can pretty much travel anywhere in the world.
所以就算今天如果你会说英语的话，你可以基本上到世界的各个地方去。
The Romans built roads that connected the entire empire together so that the gospel can spread really quick.
然后呢，罗马也并且修建了这个整个连接整个帝国的道路，就使得福音可以传出，传得很远。
But when you think about it, it doesn't make sense.
但当你仔细想想这个点的话，它讲不通。
Because if you're thinking about efficiency,
如果你考虑效率来看的话，
shouldn't Jesus come today?
难道耶稣不应该今天才来吗？
Because think about it, if Jesus has his own website,
如果你想，如果耶稣有他自己的一个网站，
he could just put his own Sermon on the Mount on the website.
他可以把他的登山宝训给放到网站上。
Have an Instagram or Facebook or X account, and then he can talk to the whole world.
然后弄一个 IG 脸书或者一个 X 账号，然后就可以随时对全世界传教。
Or set up a Gmail, and then everybody can just send him prayers.
然后就是弄一个这个 Google 的邮箱，然后所有人发邮件来给他祷告。
God didn't pick the opportune time to come.
神没有选择一个最佳的时候来。
But the fullness of time.
而是最满足的一个时候来。
We have to understand that we really have to understand the relationship between faith and law.
我们要去了解这一点的话，我们就要去了解信心跟律法的关系。
Anyone who has ever read the New Testament know that Paul is obsessed about this relationship between faith and law.
任何读过新约书信的人都会注意到，保罗对于律法以及信心的这个关系极为的关注。Like
the book of Romans or the book of Galatians.
尤其是在罗马书和加拉太书中。Why? 为什么呢？
It's because the understanding the relationship between law and faith means the difference between how the Christian lives his life or her life as a free person or as a slave.
为什么如此关注呢？因为了解这两者的区别，关系到作为继续作为罪的奴仆生活，还是在基督里并得救获得自由的生活。You
remember in Galatians, Paul was very upset.
在加拉太书当中，保罗是很不满的。In
Galatians chapter 3, he says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing by faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain, Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness.
保罗在加拉太书第三章就说，无知的加拉太人啊，谁又迷惑了你们呢？耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的事早就像一幅画一样展现在你们眼前了。我只想问，你们领受了圣灵是靠履行律法呢，还是因为相信所听见的福音呢？你们既然靠圣灵开始了基督徒的生活，现在却想靠肉体达到纯全吗？你们就这么无知吗？你们受了许多苦，难道都是徒然吗？都白受了吗？上帝将圣灵赐给你们，又在你们中间行神迹，是因为你们履行了律法呢，还是因为你们相信所听到的福音呢？圣经上说，亚伯拉罕信上帝就被算为义人。
Well, the answer is very obvious.
所以这个答案是很明显的。
It's because the Galatians believed in Christ, that's how they received the Holy Spirit.
是因为加拉太人信圣灵，所以才领受这个圣灵。
Okay, so the question is, well, why give us the law then?
那问题就来了，那律法，那为什么还要给我们律法呢？
The law was given to Moses to pass down to Israel.
这律法呢是给了摩西，然后从摩西给了以色列人。
To reveal what sin is.
来去展示罪是什么。
The law was given to us as a way to tell us that we are done something wrong.
这律法的作用呢，是告诉我，就是告诉我们这个做是什么时候是做错了事情。
The law was given to us as a guardian to keep the sinner in check until God's promises come.
律法是充当一个监护人的角色，在上帝的应许实现信心来到之前约束罪人。
The law can tell us what we've done wrong and the consequences of doing wrong.
律法告诉我们什么是错的，以及这些错误的这个后果是什么。
But when the fullness of time came,
但当时候满足之后，
God sent His Son,
就神把他的儿子派到地上来，
to live under the law,
在律法下生活。
But to fulfill the law,
但去成全律法，
in order to free us from the law.
然后呢，所以使我们可以从律法当中获得自由。
The word that Paul used in Galatians chapter 3 and 4 describes the law as a guardian.
在加拉太书的第三章就说，就描述律法是一个监护人，
a custodian, a tutor, a guide.
是一个引导者，是一个指引者。
A manager, a steward, a superintendent.
是一个管理者，一个管家，一个监督者。
You see, in the first century Greek culture, a boy who's growing up in a wealthy family would have a tutor.
你看，在这个公元一世纪的希腊文化当中呢，在一个比较富有的家庭，
the person walks behind the child.
这个男孩会被派遣一个这个奴隶做一个指导，然后这个男孩就会跟到这个教导后面。
To make sure the child doesn't walk to the side or to the left or the right, but to stay on the path.
然后这个教导的工作呢，就是要确保这个男孩不会走偏，不会往左往右，而是会秉直的在这个中间这个道上行走。
Usually, this job is given to one of the most trusted slaves in the family.
一般呢，这个活呢是给这个整个家庭最信任的一位奴隶。
And so the irony is that this child who owns everything on the house is now guarded by the slave.
所以有一点具有讽刺的意义，就是这个孩子作为这个整个家庭的一个继承人，但是却被一个奴隶带着。
Until the day he's mature.
直到他长大成熟的那一天。
And so in Paul, in chapter 4, in verse 1, he says, I mean that the heir, as long as he's a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the day set by the father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world.
因为保罗在加拉太中第四章就这样谈到律法，然而 产业继承人还年幼时，虽然身为产业的主人，实际上和奴仆没有分别，他一样要受监护人和管家的约束，直到他父亲指定他继承产业的日子为止。我们也一样，当我们还是孩童的时候，我们受世界基本的规条和管辖。
So when Paul speaks about fullness of time, he's not talking about the right time as an opportunity.
所以当这个提到就说是时候的满足，他不是说是去传福音的这个时候的满足。
But chronological time, meaning from the beginning all the way, he knew exactly when the Son would come.
而是从这个时候就是时间的一开始一直到这个儿子会降临的时候。
Now we will never know why Jesus came at that time. We will never know.
那我们是永远不会知道耶稣为什么是那个时候来的。
But we do know is that God, when he makes a promise, he keeps it.
但是我们能确定的是上帝是一位守约的上帝。
Christmas tells us that it is God's timing, God's own decision when his son will come.
圣诞节告诉我们这个他的儿子什么时候来是他的决定，是他的时间。
What we do cannot dictate God's time.
我们怎么做是不能够决定神的时间的。
It's not because the Greek language or the Roman roads that was the right time.
这并不是因为是什么希腊的语言了，还是罗马的道路是决定这个时候的。
But God alone decides what is right time.
而是神自己决定什么时候是正确的。
Charles Spurgeon, he says, is love presides over the arrangement of grace and strikes upon the bell when the best moment has arrived. God bless us by his temporary delays as well as by his prompt replies. We are not to doubt the Lord because his time has not come. To doubt him would be to act like petulant children who must have a thing at the instant and else or else they think they will never get it.Awaiting God is the true object of confidence to his waiting people. His compassion fail not even when his gracious operations appear to be suspended or our griefs are deepened.
斯布真呢就这样说，爱主宰着恩典的一切安排，并在最适当的时候敲响钟声。上帝借着他暂时的延迟和迅速的回应都在赐福我们。我们不该因为他的时间尚未来到就怀疑主，怀疑他，就像任性的孩子非得立刻得到某样东西，否则就以为永远得不到一样。一位让他的百姓等待的神，正是等候他之人的信靠对象。即便他恩典的作为似乎暂时停止，而且我们的忧伤加深，他的怜悯也绝不会失败。
Remember I said God tells us to wait, but God is also waiting.
记得我刚才说的就是神让我们等待，但是同时神也在等待。
And while we wait,
那在我们等待的时候呢，
we learn to pray.
我们是在学会如何祷告。
Why?
为什么？
Because we know God has made a promise.
因为我们知道上帝做了一个承诺。
In his time, he fulfills his promise.
在他的时候呢，他会去履行这个承诺。
So we learn to pray.
所以我们学会祷告。
To pray is to wait.
去祷告就是去等待。
To pray is to wait.
去祷告就是等待。
To wait is to pray. Pray is
等待就是祷告。
Sorry, mixed it up. And we have full confidence, whatever it is that we pray to God, he will answer in his time.
我们可以有满怀信心的说，当我们祷告的时候，上帝会在他的时候去履行承诺。
When he answers, that's not my problem.
什么时候他去回应，这不是我的问题。
He decides when he will answer my prayers.
他决定他什么时候去履行这个我们对他的祷告。
And how he answers my prayers also is not my problem.
并且他如何回应也不是我的问题。
Because that's his decision.
因为那是他的决定。
You and I would never dream of God will answer his promise by putting his son in a manger, would you?
我们是永远都猜不到神会将他的儿子放在马槽的这个方式来去响应他的对他的祷告。Christmas
or Advent tells us that we can pray with full confidence.
圣诞节以及等待期告诉我们，我们可以满怀信心的祷告。
That God is a God who will hear us while we wait for Him.
神是一位能听见我们，能在我们等待的时候听见我们祷告的神。
And God is the one who waits for us as we pray to Him.
神也是一个在我们等待的时候也是在等待我们的一位神。
And as the 2 Corinthians passage said today, that the promises of God find their yes in Christ, so we can pray with our amen when we pray.
那在哥林多后书当中也就提到说，在等待的时候，这不是一个是与不是的问题，神会永远是以是来回答。
And we know that God will answer His other promise that He's made.
我们也知道神会应许其他的这个祷告。
And that promise is that Jesus will come again.
那另外一个这个 应许呢，就是耶稣会再一次来到来。
Charles Spurgeon is very insightful when he says this. If all things could be known to us as they are known to God, we would bless him with all our hearts for keeping us under the smarting rod and not sparing us for our crying. If we would know the end as well as the beginning, we should praise the Lord for closed doors and frowning looks and unanswered petitions. Surely, if we knew that the Lord great purposes were answered by our continuing without the pleasures we desire and bearing the evils which we dread, we would cry aloud to be left in our poverty and to be shut up in our pain. If we can glorify God by being denied what we seek, we desire to be denied. Greatest of all our prayers and some of all the rest is this one. Nevertheless, not as I will, but yours.
那斯布真的写下这些话的时候，就是非常的有这个见识，就说，如果万事像在神面前那样清楚的呈现在我们眼前，我们就会从心底赞美他，赞美他在责打的杖下仍管教我们，没有因为我们的哭喊而放过我们。如果我们能看见结局，正如神看见开端，我们就会。 就会为那些关闭的门、严峻的脸色未得回应的祷告而称颂主。的确，若我们知道上帝的旨意在达成，正是借着我们得不到所想要的享乐，却必须承担我们所惧怕的苦难，那么我们反倒会高声呼求，愿我们继续贫乏，继续被关在痛苦之中。 如果我们因被拒绝所求之事而能荣耀神，我们愿意就这样被拒绝，在所有祷告中最伟大也是其他一切祷告的总纲就是这句话。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。I'm
going to ask you to pray, and just in a moment, just to pray, as the worship team comes up.
就过一会儿呢，就当这个敬拜组上来的时候，我会告诉你，让你们祷告。
Have you been too polite with God?
你们有没有就对于这个神太过于礼貌？
In the midst of your suffering, do you cry out to God?
在你痛苦受难的时候，你有没有向上帝哭喊？
How long, O Lord, do I have to wait?
神，我要等到什么时候呢？
When will you come and answer me?
你什么时候会来去回应我呢？
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕,
Don't be afraid
不要害怕,
to tell God how you really feel.
不要害怕告诉神你真实的想法,
to express that agony of waiting for Him.
去向他展示你等待他的时候的痛苦,
but knowing that in Christ He has heard you loud and clear.
但是知道他在基督里清楚地听到了你对他的呼求。
Will you spend some time to pray?
你今天愿不愿意花一些时间去祷告？
Talk to the one who promised to hear you.
就为那一位应许会倾听你话语的人对话。 话语的对话。